As he ran, each step became a rhythmic meditation. Did each step become a rhythmic meditation? Yes, each step became a rhythmic meditation. What did each step become? Each step became a rhythmic meditation. He only heard his feet hitting the ground. What did he hear? He heard his feet hitting the ground. Did he only hear his feet hitting the ground? Yes, he only heard his feet hitting the ground. His mind was clear and he felt at peace. Was his mind a scattered mess? No, his mind wasn't a scattered mess. Was his mind clear? Yes, his mind was clear. How did he feel? He felt at peace. When he was running, he was able to forget his sadness and anger over losing his son. Was he able to forget his sadness? Yes, he was able to forget his sadness. Was he able to forget his anger? Yes, he was able to forget his anger. What was he able to forget? He was able to forget his sadness and anger. Aside from running, Fauja had little to do. Was Fauja busy? No, he wasn't busy. For once in his life, he didn't have a farm to work on. Did he have a farm to work on? No, he didn't have a farm to work on. His son took care of him, so he no longer needed to work. Who was taking care of him? His son was taking care of him. In India, he never owned a TV, but living in England, he had lots of free time and watched TV often. Did he own a TV in India? No, he didn't own a TV in India. Did he own a TV in England? Yes, he owned a TV in England. How often did he watch TV? He watched TV often. One day he saw people running a marathon on TV and decided that he would do one too. Did he decide to do a TV show? No, he didn't decide to do a TV show. Did he decide to do a marathon? Yes, he decided to do a marathon. What did he decide to do? He decided to do a marathon. With only 10 weeks before the London Marathon, Fauja knew he needed to train, so he found a running coach. How long did he have until the marathon? He had 10 weeks before the marathon. Did he need to train? Yes, he needed to train. What did he find? He found a running coach. Fauja was a simple farmer in India, but he had developed a taste for expensive clothes in England. What did he do in India? He was a simple farmer in India. Did he develop a taste for expensive clothes in India? No, he didn't develop a taste for expensive clothes in India. What did he develop a taste for in England? He developed a taste for expensive clothes in England. He showed up for his first training session wearing a stylish three-piece suit. What was he wearing for his first training session? He was wearing a stylish three-piece suit. After arguing with his new coach, he finally went and bought some running clothes. Did he argue with his new coach? Yes, he argued with his new coach. Did he finally buy a new coach? No, he didn't finally buy a new coach. Did he finally buy some new running clothes? Yes, he finally bought some new running clothes. Fauja trained with his new coach every day and slowly increased the distance he ran. Did he quickly increase the distance he ran? No, he didn't quickly increase the distance he ran. Did he slowly increase the distance he ran? Yes, he slowly increased the distance he ran. After 10 weeks of training, he was ready. Was he ready after 10 days of training? No, he wasn't ready after 10 days of training. Was he ready after 10 weeks of training? Yes, he was ready after 10 weeks of training. How long did it take him to get ready? It took him 10 weeks to get ready. At the age of 89, he ran his first marathon in 6 hours and 54 minutes. How long did it take him to run his first marathon? It took him 6 hours and 54 minutes to run his first marathon. Many non-professional runners do one marathon and feel satisfied, not Fauja. Did he feel satisfied after running one marathon? No, he didn't feel satisfied after running one marathon. At the age of 90, he ran it again. This time, he completed it almost 1 hour faster. He was the fastest marathon runner in the world over 90. What record did he break? He was the fastest marathon runner in the world over 90.